that same song periodically for the last couple of weeks, but I couldn't remember the name of it. What's the name of it? When I Go Home? Is that the one you wrote? A different one? I'm going to tell you, I don't care who wrote it. That's a dandy. And all of that. When I Go Home, that one of these days whenever I say, hey, how about singing that song that you know? Hey, did you know that George Foreman, the boxer, did you know that he died? I remember in Houston, Texas, buddy, whenever he was on the scenes, won the gold medal at the Olympics and this and that, turned around and went in there and fought Smoking Joe Frazier. Knocked him down, hurt him bad a couple of three times. And then we'll forget working at the shop we were working at. Everybody was talking about, man, I can't hardly wait for him to be able to fight Muhammad Ali. I mean, everybody on Joe Frazier, I mean, everybody that Foreman got up and hit, son, it's hurt. I finally said to one of them one day, I said, well, I got to tell you right now, he's tough. And no doubt that Muhammad Ali, I'd like to see somebody just knock his block off. But the day he fights George Foreman, Foreman lose. Ah, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And so anyhow, of course, you remember float like a butterfly, sting like a bee man. He stood back there in the corner and said, I'm going to give him a rope-a-dope track. You know? And buddy, oh, I guarantee you right now, he could not stand it. And old Foreman, buddy, kept hitting and beating and all that. I mean, he would have destroyed a normal man. So what, you know, he'd have broke somebody's arms like mine and all that. Well, I mean, just like that, I'd have been crying or something, laying down. Be like that. Who was that? Not Leon Spinks, but another one. He didn't have but one or two teeth, and he got in there with Mike Tyson. He said, man, 90 seconds all it lasted. And he said, I ain't got no teethers, I ain't got no tooths, and anyhow, the long and short of it, I'm sorry about Mr. Foreman. You know, he's got over a million of those grills, those George Foreman grills, sold them. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Been married five times, had 12 children. Now, if something happens down the road, because you're a fine-looking young man, and all that business there, but if you end up getting married five times, don't tell anybody you're a preacher. I mean, you know, hey, maybe you'll need to and all that right there, but surely not. Anyhow, I was going to mention that this morning, and for some reason or another, it just can totally escape me, so it was probably better left said for tonight. Well, Brother Tanner got saved, surrendered to preach. And he's going to come preach for us tonight. And so you got your button turned on yet? Not yet. We'll turn it on. We'll get it turned on and say, oh, yeah. But that is it. Here we go.
I'm reading in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he commanded the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Let us pray. Lord, be like, give me the message we need to hear. Lord, be like, give us a good time to fellowship your name. Lord, thank you for this time we had to praise it. Lord, be like, give us a good day throughout us. And when this is over, Lord, be like, give us safe travels back home. What I'm trying to get into is, to get saved is by faith. And I mean, Noah didn't know anything. I mean, this is the first time he's even heard about the word rain. I mean, that wasn't the thing. I'm like, most people are like, what are you talking about? Water from the sky? Man, there must be someone up in that palm tree just putting water on top of you, man. You're going nuts. That's what the world was looking at. But he by faith trusted him. That's the only way you can get saved is by faith. And the only other working that's in this one is by Jesus Christ when he went on the cross. Y'all go to chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and the goats should take away sins. What I'm trying to get you, works will not get you to heaven. Your profession will not give you to heaven. Just because you are going to church, just because you read your Bible, just because you're a Methodist, just because you're a Catholic, just because you have these beliefs doesn't mean you're going to heaven. It's all through faith. It's all through the work of Jesus Christ when he died on the cross. That's the only way you're going to heaven, is by your faith and your surrendering, and you repent your sins is the only way you're getting saved. You can't get saved any way about it. I'll go to chapter 10, verse 10. By which will you are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. I mean, we can't do nothing. He died on the cross. There's nothing more we can do in works. Back then, 2,000 years ago, he walked up that cross of Calvary and died on it. We can't do nothing. It's done. It is finished. He even said that when he died. He bowed his head and said it was finished. We can't do anything. The only thing we can do is by faith, and only through faith, trust in him. We can't do anything else. None of our works. We can't add anything. Like, I know you guys are like, that's too easy. I mean, why don't I just do that? I mean, it makes me feel better. Just to be able to, you know, do that while I'm doing it, you know. I mean, nothing like that's going to get you to works. Sprinkling your baby with that water, I don't get that crap. I don't know. I mean, you're just making your baby just cry and disturb for, like, no reason. You could blind it. Or dunking it. That's wrong. I'll get that. Baptism ain't going to get you to heaven. I get why people do that. Go to 17 and through 18. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now are remissions of these are no offerings. When you're saved, you can't just be worried about all your sins. They're gone. Your past life is gone. You can't worry about that. You cannot worry about the past life you've had. That's gone. You're going to have to worry about now, from how you are now. You're going to have to start reading your Bible now. You're going to have to start doing these things now as you are a Christian. Don't be so worried, but I didn't do all that when I was not saved. You just said it right there. When you are not saved, when you are now saved, now that's the time you should start working. That's the time you should start doing stuff for God. That's the time you should start listening to him. And the things that you want to do, put it to the side. That should be all the way on the bottom of the list to play all the things that God gives you. You shouldn't put everything you like in front of God. And once you get that list all filled up and you're bored just sitting in your room like, what am I going to do? Ooh, let's just go to the church and raise my hand just because I want to, you know, praise God. I mean, that's what most people are like now these days. They just shout and they just sing and they just do it all because they just, I don't know, I'm done with my list now. I guess we could do what God wanted to do. I mean, you're going to have to do it with a heart. You're going to have to do it with the heart. You can't just do it. Like most people sing, I would rather hear Donald Duck and Taylor Swift sing than I would hear sing with a full-hearted mind sing besides someone that sounds like the greatest singer in the world but doesn't have heart in singing. I'd rather be a terrible singer that actually sing it from the heart. Just trying to say that. I wouldn't let someone who's good at singing have no heart in it because there's no meaning in that. There's no meaning in those words they're singing. They're just saying the words and they're like, well, someone looked that up. They just go right off their paper. That's all they're doing. All they're doing is being looked at. They're not doing it just to be praising God. That's the only reason we even do singing. I mean, not only to, you know, get us our minds on the Lord, but also we sing just to praise him, to glorify him. And also the singing to put us, the people here. This microphone's going against me. Go to 11, chapter 11, verse 20 through 23. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith, Jacob, and when he was dying, blessed both of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, learning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave the commandments concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his... I'm going a little off track. He was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. All of this stuff, they were not afraid because of by faith. They were not in Joseph concerning their bones and the commandment. That was by faith. And upon the top of the staff, learning and worship, that was by faith, all of them. You can only get that stuff by faith. That's how all these big stories in the Bible, you wonder how they all became. It's by faith. All these people in the Bible, they didn't even, I mean, y'all might look at that. They have so much faith. They didn't even have enough faith to move mountains. I mean, that's how they didn't have enough faith as a mustard seed. Because if you have faith of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move mountains. They didn't have that much, but they still had faith. I don't care if you don't have any faith and you go to just 1%. That's still something. I'd rather you have just a little faith and you're still trying to do the best you can than someone that's not trying to do anything and they don't have faith. I'll rather that. Right, it's better to have faith than anything. Go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, 16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, and that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting. You own God, faith, you're going to have a mansion, you're going to walk on streets of gold. When you trust in him by faith, you're going to have heaven, you're going to live eternal life. There's these things through faith. And only by faith you can get all that stuff. You can't get any of that thing by works. You have to get it only by faith. Y'all go to 17, verse 17. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the only wise God be honor and glory forever. Once you have that faith, hey, you can praise him now. I mean, praising him is faith. You can't just praise someone that you don't believe. You have to believe it. And what is believing? Faith. That's another word for believing is faith. You got to praise him with faith. You can't just be praising the ceiling fan when you look at it. Just get that point. First Corinthians. Oops. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing and learning by the word of God. How does that come? Faith comes by learning. How do you learn? This is how you learn. It's by Jesus. It's by the Bible. That's how you learn. It's not through what you saw on TikTok. It's not through what you've seen in Facebook or YouTube. It's all through the Bible. The only way you're going to get these learnings of faith and these ideas of faith is through the Bible. You can't just one day walking through somewhere and it just hits your mind like that. I mean, the only way you're going to have that in your mind is by the Bible. That's the only way you're going to put it in your mind if you're going to keep on having faith. Go to verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to know how to be saved, you want to know how to call upon him, you're going to have to read the Bible. We have to do all this. Read it. It looks like this thing was hiding from me. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew it not, God is pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Man, you're going to look at this, but also another way you can get faith in your mind, another way you can put it in your mind is listening to the preaching. The way you also get saved, you can't just, I know people are going to have a lot of faith, but also you have to have knowledge with that faith to be able to get saved. You can't just, I know faith is the main part of salvation, but you have to have a little sense in the Bible to know how to get saved. I mean, faith is a big thing in it, but you have to have a little knowledge too in it.
Job and a good delivering and so forth and all. Jesus said over in the book of Matthew in chapter number 4, by verse number 18, he went by the Sea of Galilee. And as he looked there was a man by the name of Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And they were casting their net in. They were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And they cast away their nets and what they trusted in, and immediately begin to follow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you, that's how it is that you ought to respond. When God gives you faith, you ought to respond immediately. You don't need to put off and try to say, I'm going to wait and see how it's going to go. Listen, you can't believe God for each step you're taking. Listen, it wasn't a matter that they looked up and said, hey, Lord, this is how we're making a living. And we might could try it for a while. No. They left their nets, they left their family, and they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, buddy, that's trusting God. That's God-given faith. And I tell you something right now. You remember that man by the name of Elijah? He went by whenever he found Elisha that was going to take his place. He was plowing with oxen, and whenever he throwed that mantle on him, buddy, let me tell you, he slew the oxen, boiled them, and offered sacrifice unto God, and immediately was ready to be able to walk with God. Now, I'll tell you, it's not an easy task. I can remember before I got saved, and God was dealing with my heart, knocking upon my heart's door. I can remember whenever God gave me repentance and God granted me faith, and all that came by hearing the word of the Lord. And when God saved my soul, I knew immediately that he was wanting something more than just to save me. And a week later, I surrendered to preach. We just bought a trailer house, me and the wife. And I said, well, hon, we're going to have to get rid of it. Get rid of it. She said, whatever we need to do. Well, no, that's the first thing we've got to call our own. You're going to get rid of it? I don't know where the Lord is going to lead us to before this thing's all said and done. And let me tell you right now, is that make no mistake about it. It's just like he preached tonight. When God gives you God-given faith, it'll be lasting for all eternity. Now, you know the reason why that, I didn't just throw up my hands and quit? I can tell you why. It's because a greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. I was thinking about, you know, anytime you're wanting to quit on God and all that, if you could quit on God, you ain't got nothing. Make no mistake about it, there's no trial, there's no, when God calls, you ought to respond and answer to him. And make no mistake about it, let me tell you something, after all these years, I've seen some things in the last 51, 52 years, whatever it is. I've seen some things it wouldn't do to spray on an overpass. And I've seen them right down there at the house of God. I've seen some things that would try your faith. Try your faith. Make you want to just throw in the towel. I know some preachers that did throw it in. I know some preachers across the country that was treated ugly and ruthless and all that. And buddy, they just, and I'm talking about, seemed like some good men, and they just gave up and gave out on God. Now, you know the reason why I haven't done it? Is because, just like I told you, I did not muster up faith. God granted me faith, and God granted me repentance. And it's not anything I could work up on my own. And so as a result of that, what about you tonight? Maybe you're saying, preacher, you know, God's been tugging at my heart. That's a good thing. Jesus said over in the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door and hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. You know, it's just great to be able to know that God is working in our behalf. And I know that he has with you. I kept on listening to that tune that Miss Abigail was singing and playing. And let me tell you, and I thought, sooner or later, she's going to sing that again. And I hope I'm alive to be able to hear it. Well, I've already got that wish. Well done. Of course, they're all good. I mean, every one of them are good. All these boys and girls that are singing, and all you sing is good. But I just remembered that one, and I kept on humming it, and I just knew the part. I thought, well, I wonder if I could just call her and hum that over the phone. Well, I didn't know all the humming. I just knew a little bit of it, you know. And I'll tell you something. I don't know all there is. The half has not yet been told about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm having a good time with what little bit I do know. I wonder tonight, while we get ready to dismiss, and he's going to go back there and stand back there where we always do so I don't forget it. Now, we give an offering to our preacher and to our training, to our trainer preachers. But if tonight, give him a dollar. If you ain't got a dollar, borrow from your wife. If she ain't got a dollar, we'll take an IOU. But anyhow, let's give him a dollar or two and put in his pocket right there. Great job. Good job, young man. Make no mistake about it. All right, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for loving us even while we've been unlovable. We ask your blessings now upon the reading of thy word, and we thank you now for the good message that Brother Tanner's brought to us. We pray you'd hide it in our hearts that we not sin against thee, that we could teach transgressors thy ways. Thank you, Lord. Now go with us to our home, and may you find us busily occupied about your business when you so come again. We say with the prophets and the men and women of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.